Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We knows on when he has his own bumper theme music. It's our guy, Tom Hauser. We're going to talk politics first, marathon second. I just want to ask you one marathon question this second. Is there any chance in Tokyo, as you finish, that song was being played?
No, but there was a fighting chance if I was finishing the Berlin Marathon would be played because it's a German song.
Yes, it is. Glad to have you back. Congrats. We'll get to the marathon and your tremendous accomplishment in segment two. But Tom Hauser, the smartest political mind in the state of Minnesota, is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, Super Tuesday. Let's deal with Minnesota first. What do you think is going to happen tonight, right? Nationally, there's more enthusiasm for Trump than Biden. I think the polling is clear on that. But there's poll after poll saying we wish we had other options who were viewed as more viable. I think people are making a mistake. I think they should consider the other folks on the ballot. But what are you expecting to be the big takeaway, either on a Trump victory, a Biden victory, the number of people to show up? What is your sense about Super Tuesday in Minnesota tonight?
Well, according to our polling, KSTP Survey USA, it's no contest. And I don't think we even needed a survey to tell us that. But both Biden and Trump in our polling are at 70 to 80%. Dean Phillips, a Minnesotan, is less than 10%. support.
Really?
among Democrats. Nikki Haley does twice as well as Dean Phillips in the other primary. She polls at about 15%, but it's no contest. Now, I don't mean to say that to dissuade people who may be going to the polls even as we speak, mm-hmm. but it's just the reality of the situation. Tonight, it's going to be what I call not so super Tuesday, because there is no drama, there is no intrigue really anywhere in any of the 16 states plus one U.S. territory that are voting today. It's Trump and it's Biden, and
yep.
there's not much that's going to change that now, other than Joe Biden's age and health and Donald Trump's legal problems. Those could change the equation before we get to November. But for tonight, today, Super Tuesday, it is Trump and Biden.
So let me follow up on Biden, on Phillips. When I talked about the first couple segments of the show, podcastable, I said for Phillips to view this as a success, considering it's his home state, it would be 30%. Your polling tells me that's not even close. I was a little surprised, now you're just back in town, that we didn't see Dean Phillips around the state like for 3-4 days trying to at least build some momentum. Your thoughts on that? And also, you know, he's ticked off at the Democrats and the overall political apparatus nationally and locally. I mean, he was calling them cowards. Last time he was on with me, you know, talking about walls and Klobuchar and Smith. So how much has the Minnesota DFL been putting out their slings and arrows and telling people Dean's irrelevant, don't even consider him?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. They're not holding back, because the official party line is Joe Biden is our guy. Now, having said that, he's their guy until he's not. And then maybe there's someone else if Biden decides not to run,
yes.
which I don't see happening. But if it were to happen, then they'll line up behind someone else. It will not be Dean Phillips. But they are not holding back. And Dean Phillips didn't want to campaign too heavily in his home state and that get trounced. Because that's a bad look. Now Nikki Haley.
It's kind of a sad way to look at it too, but it's. I'm sure it's accurate. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, and Nikki Haley campaigned very hard in South Carolina, her home state, and she still lost. I mean, she was the governor of the state
twice.
Of South Carolina. Yeah. That is an example of the grip that Donald Trump has on the Republican mm-hmm. Party right now. Biden has a pretty good grip on the Democratic Party in Minnesota.
Does your polling show where we are at when it's Trump against Biden in the state?
I'm so glad you asked, Chad, because tomorrow we will reveal those results. Oh. I can tell you this, it remains very close.
Okay, interesting.
It is not a shoe-in by any means, and this is our second consecutive poll that will have shown this, that Minnesota, and you know, MinnPost did a poll as well a couple of months ago. I will just say all three of these have it within the margin of error. So this is not a lock for Democrats, even though Republicans haven't won the presidential race in Minnesota since 1972. It is not a lock in 24.
Okay. Do you think Minnesota is any different than the other states where Biden won in 2020 and now maybe the margin is closer, or Trump is leading, where it's some sort of combination of on the issues, the age, maybe some pickups by Trump in the suburbs, without giving everything away, because you want people to tune in tomorrow on Channel 5. Why do you think the race is tighter in the state?
I think it's a broader question about Joe Biden's age and his health and his ability to serve for 4 more years. I you know, people keep talking about how the economy's in the dumps and this and that. I don't understand that. Unemployment is very low. The stock market is very high. The economy continues to grow, and people keep talking about how horrible Bidenomics is. And if you look at the numbers, that is just not the case. Now, like in all economies, not everybody is succeeding at the same level as everyone else, but that's in
Absolutely.
Every economy.
Yep.
And so in Minnesota, if there's a problem with Biden, it's not because of the economy. It's because of the doubt that has been sown about whether or not he is going to be around in November mm-hmm. or to complete yep. a second term. And so I think that is why it is so much closer here. Somehow, Republicans seem to be disregarding the plethora of legal issues facing yeah. the president, not to mention lawsuits and fines and various things. And I know he's going to say it's a vast conspiracy, and his supporters are going to say it's a vast conspiracy. There's just no way that all of these juries, all of these court jurisdictions,
they're all
everybody has got together and said, yes. let's get Trump. It just doesn't yeah. happen that way. You could get all these government agencies together and all the media together, who they also blame. We couldn't organize a six-car parade, let alone a vast conspiracy to shut down Donald Trump. It's absurd. But it's amazing how he's having a better job, doing a better job of holding on to voters and support in Minnesota than Joe Biden is.
Anything else we should touch on the polling, which is coming out today, before we pause, get to a couple other legislative issues, and then talk about your exploits in Tokyo?
No, but you had asked earlier about, you know, is Minnesota like other states where, you know, things are tightening a little bit? I think one good example is Michigan, where you saw in their recent primary how many people voted uncommitted, because there are yep. a lot of people upset about what's going on in Gaza and think there should be a ceasefire, and that they don't think Biden is doing enough to make that happen and to give humanitarian support to the Palestinians. And there's a big population in Michigan that is very concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a close battleground state in 2020. That issue alone could potentially tip that state to Donald Trump and be a very key factor in who wins the race. In terms of our own polling, I think you'll see that Donald Trump still struggles a little bit in the suburbs here for a number of reasons. It could be the abortion issue, just maybe his general demeanor. Suburban women not real thrilled with that, but overall mm-hmm. he's still very strong in southern Minnesota, in southwestern Minnesota, in northern Minnesota. Those are all red territory, but then you've got the big blue blob in the middle of the state mm-hmm. where the
right
vast majority of our population lives. And it will have some interesting results, especially tomorrow in that head-to-head race between Biden and Trump.
All right, Josh, put Tom on hold. I'll read one last text, and then we'll come back with Tom right away. Among the tech, pump too much money in the economy, inflation, goods and services are too high, gas prices drive everything. I think most people believe that the last trench that the Biden administration put in was too much. But on gas prices, last year the gas prices were phenomenal. They had dropped dramatically, and it still didn't benefit Joe Biden. They'll hurt him, but even when they're low, even when they're good, and don't tell me what they were when Trump left office, because we had a pandemic. No one was driving. Compared to, you know, 18 and 19, and Biden's prices were right there. And whether you agree or not, Joe Biden does not get the bang for the parts of the economy which are flourishing right now. More with Mr. Hauser in moments on CCO. Hauser still here. Tom Hauser from Channel 5. He'll have excellent coverage on Super Tuesday tonight on 5 and 45. Before we talk running, let's get to two other issues. SROs, are we basically done with that after the resounding victory yesterday? And anytime you come on, I'm getting the text about sports betting. Is anything going on regarding sports betting?
On the school resource officer thing first, I think it is nearly done. on sports betting, and I've got a I'm working a night shift today, so I haven't been in to confirm, but I think that there is a sports betting hearing happening in the Senate today that will be a key litmus test of how things are going on that issue. Governor Walz has made it clear if something passes the legislature, he will sign it. And by that, he means the only thing that will pass the legislature is something that gives a large amount of control over this to Native American tribes. And that has been one of the major sticking points. So we'll see how that all plays out.
How proud of this latest accomplishment are you? Right? Just brag about yourself. Listen, we do things in our life where we feel like, man, I wish I could do this better, or I missed out on this chance. Running and marathons have been a part of your life, and have finished your 35th marathon in Tokyo, and the significance of that, all of us are so impressed by it and glad to tell you that as a friend. I mean, how satisfied are you yourself?
Well, you know, think about what it takes to complete really just one marathon. It's something to be proud of. And I'm not saying that, you know, to brag. It's just it's something I set a goal to do once and have now done 35 times. But the idea of then finishing the 6 world marathon majors and earning the 6-star medal, which I did in Tokyo, was really, it was such an accomplishment that I feel like one of those goals you set in life, and when you then accomplish it, it is just so amazingly satisfying, because you think about all of the things that could go wrong. It took me, 13 years from my first marathon major in New York until the 6th one in Tokyo between 2011 and 2014. In between, I was delayed by a marathon bombing in Boston, COVID that canceled marathons for a couple of years. But just what it takes to train for these marathons, avoid injury, avoid major illness, and then get to the start line and then finish, I just feel very fortunate, very lucky and blessed. I'm not winning these races by any means, but I am accomplishing what I set out to do, which is to finish these marathons from start to finish. And I've done it. I've never not finished a marathon that I've started. And I'm proud of that and somewhat amazed that somehow an injury or illness during the race has not derailed me, because trust me, it happens a lot. I saw it in Tokyo. A member of our group had to drop out at 11 because she got very sick. And it's not an easy feat to do, whether you run it in 2 hours, like all of my Kenyan friends, or if you run it in 4.5, like I do.
Yeah. I've reconsidered. I told you I was proud of you. Now, you know, you make a good point. You're not winning. Okay, from now on, either you win or you're dead to me. That's it. I mean, come on. Tell people about the bathroom issue tied to the Tokyo marathon.
Well, this is the thing that had everybody freaked out, especially those of us who are not the elite runners, who are actually out there trying to win the race. Tokyo is the only marathon that has a cutoff. In fact, they have 8 or 9 cutoffs. You have to meet a certain time, and if you're not there by that time, they close the course off, and you have to leave. They will not let you continue. So that's when you start worrying about injury or illness. And then one thing that makes it daunting to accomplish that is the fact that the bathrooms there, the situation can be a little bleak. They don't have as many porta-potties as we do at most marathons in America. And some of those that they do have are well off the course. I saw a sign for one. I can't remember now. It's kind of a blur. It was either 0.2 kilometers that way or 2 kilometers that way. And I remember looking down that way, and I could see there was this long path, and there were volunteers to point you the direction. I know a guy from the Twin Cities, from Plymouth, who ran it last year, used that bath, cost him 10 minutes, and he missed the 20-mile cutoff, and he got pulled off the court. So it is. So I did use a bathroom at 6.5 miles because I really had to go, Chad. And I stood in line. I stood still for almost 6 minutes in this line until I went to the bathroom. But then I was, I had enough time in the bank to make these checkpoints that I felt comfortable doing that. And then I finished the other 20 miles without having to use another bathroom. And I'm glad I did, because I looked at the lines and I thought, I'm glad I am not in one of those lines, because it does, it messes with your head, not to mention your bladder, when you have to go to the bathroom. And the Tokyo Marathon makes that quite a challenge. But gotta say, the people in Tokyo could not have been nicer. It was, it's such a beautiful country. The people were so friendly, and it was so incredibly efficient that I was really overjoyed to have that be my sixth of six marathon majors.
How much time did you have to enjoy Tokyo itself before the race and after the race?
Not as much after the race, because I left the next day. So really today, it's still like, what, Monday night or early Tuesday morning in Tokyo. So I really just ran a marathon like 36 hours ago, but I'm already back home. But I went in 5 days early, and I have a friend who I graduated from high school with at Edina West, Yosuke Charlie Mori. He went to Edina West for 3 years as a Japanese exchange student. He and I have remained friends all these years later. He took me out, he and his wife, and they whined and dined me. Chad and Jason DeRussia, if he's listening, he will be very envious of this.
I would never heard of him.
Who exactly? Charlie took me to a 3-star Michelin restaurant in Tokyo, in Roppongi. And there's only, I think, 29 Michelin restaurants in all of Japan. I can't remember if that's total Michelin or the 3-star, which is the top of the line. And it was outstanding. I have never, 2 days before a marathon, eaten octopus, shark fins, and seaweed. I was a little concerned about what that might do to my stomach during the marathon, but everything went great. The food was spectacular. And, you know, so I did get to see quite a bit, largely thanks to Charlie, who also took me around and drove me on the marathon course the day before so I could see it. And so he showed me around a lot of the Tokyo shrines, which there are many in Tokyo. And so it was great to be on my own. I was there 25 years ago with Jesse Ventura when he was governor. But on a trip like that,
with me, I was there with you.
Yes. Yep. Because the Wolves and San Antonio Spurs were playing at the Tokyo Dome, and our race went right by the Tokyo Dome. And so I got to see quite a bit of it again this year, but I'd like to go back. It is, anybody who's not been to Tokyo, if it's not a bucket list, maybe think about adding it somewhere on there, because it is, it's a great direct flight on Delta. You can do it there in 12 or 13 hours, and I highly recommend it.
Is this it? Are you done? Are you walking away after 35?
Oh, God, no. I've just noticed.
You're addicted.
I'm just noticing in 2025, the London Marathon is on my birthday. And in 2026, the Boston Marathon is also on my birthday. So I may do London and Boston again. And our friend, Brett Cowley, he messaged me on Facebook the other day. He said, friend, we are doing Dublin. So there may be a Dublin Marathon in our future as well.
And a lot of people don't realize this upcoming birthday is 95 for you. So this would be impressive.
95. And so I'm very proud of that. It's got to be some sort of a record. By the way, I should have mentioned, I have done all of six of the marathon majors, and I've actually done them, of the six, I've done them 8 times because I've done Boston 3 times. I've done all of those since I turned 50. So
that's awesome.
The lesson there is, we're never too old to achieve goals, even if they're physically demanding. You just have to set your mind to it, and you can do it. And that's along the way, I've raised a lot of money for charity as well. I've been proud of that. And it's just a great sport and the people you meet in running along the way are really just top-notch, committed people who are a lot of fun to drink beer with afterwards. Let's be honest.
Bravo, my friend. We'll see each other and talk soon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad, for all your support.
My man, Tom Hauser. Check him out on 5N45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.